or decrease. But if you withdraw them, then it's done.
Okay.
Okay, so your last one here for the 2023-311, the total is $507,802.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. As to those values that you've been given by the assessor now, which I believe were based on a conversation with the developer.
Yep.
Okay, and we have had more than you in here on the same development on this. Are those values on all of those acceptable now, or do you want to further talk about the value?
I think we'll further talk about it rather than have you approve it.
Do you want to say anything more, or are you?
No, I'm not going to say anything else.
Do you want us to go ahead and make a decision to deny a further decrease on them, or do you have any other evidence of, in other words, you're satisfied with this value at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the only change is, and I'm not doing a very good job of communicating, if we just deny a further decrease, then you can appeal that to the tax commission when you get your letter. If you withdraw your appeal, then you don't, this is it, it's done.
Okay. I'll maintain my appeal then.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and make a motion as to BOE 311, which now ends in parcel 0.046, belonging to Above It All Ventures. I make a motion we deny a decrease and keep the value at 507,802.
Second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And as to BOE 307, I'd make a motion that we deny any change in value and keep the value at 799,497.
Second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. On BOE 308, I would make a motion that we deny any change in value and keep the value, appraised value at 507,802.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. BOE 309, I would make a motion that we deny a change in value and keep the value at the appraised value of 759,677.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. As to BOE 310, I make a motion that we deny any change in value and maintain the appraised value at 921,166.
Second.
It's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. You'll get it.
Okay, so if you will refresh your screen for the Above It All Ventures folder, it will bring in his Blue Hill, which are 2023-326 through 328.
Mixed use.
We didn't do that. Okay. Are you a resident here or you're out of town?
Springfield.
You're in Springfield, okay. We have, and do you have any that are more valuable than this 12-bedroom? Do you have any more properties? Okay. I would make a motion that we amend our decision on BOE 310 to grant a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Right. So, and that's the large one.
Mm-hmm. That is the largest one, okay. We're trying to be consistent with our other decisions, which this highly benefits you,
Beautiful.
With respect to that motion, it's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
I think you have some other ones.
We over Chateau Mountain, that Blue Hill.
And that's what she was telling us, I think, is she's just updated this.
Yeah. Do you see the folder? It's inside.
The personnel folder?
Yeah, if you look in the Above It All Ventures folder, if you refresh, it'll come up with 328 Blue Hill.
Yeah, there's three of them there. They're all the same size.
Okay, and are those also appraised value that you were appealing on those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those should be different, too.
Okay. And you also had the developer that you met with on those?
It's a different developer.
Or did you change?
Okay.
Chateau Mountain. Blue Hill, Chateau Mountain.
What's the entity?
So do you have your cards with you for that blue?
I apologize.
Blue Hill? Well, do you want to write on a piece of paper?
Yes.
I can go ahead.
You just give me the last three numbers and I'll do it.
Okay. All right. So this one, it looks like we are at.
Take like a 3-minute break.
I'm sorry.
The ones that end with.
Sure.
2.026. Our value is. $370,987.
Okay.
Okay, and then let's go back and let me get you just that one. Sorry, I'm not as technologically advanced as I wished. Okay, so this is your 2023-27.
Okay.
And on the value on it, it's also at $370,987.
Got it.
But your parcel number ends with 2.025.
Okay.
All right. And one more. The 2023-328, the value is at $370,987. Like you said, they're all identical.
They're identical.
But this one ends in a 2.024 for your parcel number.
Got it.
All righty.
Got it. Beautiful. Okay. And then I can deem, since it's a different LLC, different ownership, can I deem one of those as that 25?
The way we've written our decision, if it's common ownership, okay, I mean, if it's just, when you say you, if you're an owner of that property, what we have been doing is that if it's common ownership, in other words, when you go to the IRS and get your tax ID number for your business, if you're using the same person and Social Security number for that,
got it.
Then,
but they would
then,
be, they're
then
totally
they're
two different EINs.
Okay.
They're totally different two tax organizations.
They are two EINs. They would be, okay,
correct.
Because
right.
They're two different corporations.
That's
but
right.
We're asking if the owners are the same of the properties, then that's – in other words, people could put each one in a different one if
sure,
they wanted
sure.
to, okay?
Sure.
And so, and we're not going to advise you on whether that's tax evasion or not, and there are people listening in right now that I'm sure have questions about that.
Well,
but we're advising those people to get counsel if you have that question. But if you, right now, what we've been doing, if it's common ownership with properties, okay?
Now, you say common ownership.
Same address.
The same address?
No, we're not. Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to ask?
Above It All Venture, there's two of us that own that.
Okay.
And then Blue Hill, Pavlin Associates owns that. So I'm the only common denominator in each one. But it's not like we're the same owners. No.
Okay. When you say the other one, who owns the other ones?
I do. My wife and I. It's called Blue Hill.
But I mean, the two different entities, who are your players in both of the entities?
So in Above It All Venture, it's Dave Pavlin and Andrew Covington.
Okay.
And it's Above It All Ventures, LLC. And then over in Chateau Mountain, it's we're in an opportunity zone, so we created an LLC called Blue Hill something, and our trust, the Pavlin Trust, owns that.
Okay. That, in other words, that's a family
trust,
and this
thing.
One
and we're not trying to play that game.
Understand.
We were just independent.
I haven't specifically dealt with this issue.
I still feel there's a common denominator.
Yeah.
And if you start trying to divide the grass, whether there's one owner in one and two owners in another and three owners in a third, but there's a common denominator in all of them.
Right.
But there is no common or not. They're separate.
Separate. We're talking about
ownership.
Who is getting the benefit of the property.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's really what we're looking at.
I get
from
it.
A sales
so that is the Pavlin Trust. That's the benefit there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Above It All Ventures, the benefit are the two owners, Andrew Covington and myself.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I think there's commonality. I think the question for you is,
Okay, one's 100% you and your trust, the other one's you percentage and another partner. And that's, he's up here appealing, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, in the intent, well, you can see the intent was not to get around this, that's just the way you're set up.
Well, but we're talking about the one unit that we're considering as a second home or vacation property that's mixed use.
Got it.
And you get one.
You get one, okay.
Yeah. And that's what we've done.
Okay.
Okay. As to the values on those others, and I need the BOE numbers from the other day. What value? What BOE numbers do we have for them?
For these new ones?
Yes.
For the other ones?
It's 2023-326, 327, and 328 for Blue Hill at Chateau Mountain LLC.
Okay. Are these also ones that you have been with the developer on? Are they okay? And you're also
Chateau Mountain.
Do you want us to do the same thing we did with the others?
Please.
Okay. And those are all valuation appeals. The classification wasn't even appealed on them. We just did that one and the other one on our own. So as to BOE 326, 327, and 328, well, I guess I can't do them separately. I don't have the values in front of me. Well, I guess I'm just going to say, as to BOE 326, 327, and 328, I would vote that we deny and maintain the assessed value where it's been placed by the assessor.
Yeah, $370,987.
On each one?
Yeah, they were all identical.
All the same.
Yeah, they're
all.
What's that number again?
$370,987. 370-987. All three are identical.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, sir. I'm glad we were able to get those taken care of for you today.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. All right. Tim, do you want us to take him up first?
Okay.
I'm
just for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I promised a 3-minute break.
Okay.